Welcome in. Today we're doing a super effective drum and bass tension trick that doesn't require any third-party plugins, break bus mutes, and I know mute sounds almost too simple, but in DNB, silence is a weapon. A well-placed gap can make your drop feel way heavier without adding any extra sounds. The listener's brain fills in the missing moment, and when the groove slams back in, it feels bigger. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a proper break bus, a click-safe way to mute it, and a few different mute styles you can use like a toolkit. Hard cut, gated stutter, filtered mute, and the classic mute, but leave a tail trick. Let's set it up. Step 0. Make a real break bus. If your break is split across multiple tracks, like break main, break tops, break ghosts, select all of those break-related tracks and group them. On Mac that's Command G, on Windows Control G. Rename that group to break bus. This matters because now you can create tension by pulling the entire break out with one move, while leaving your sub, bass, and other effects running. That contrast is what makes the gap feel intentional instead of like the whole track accidentally shut off. Now step 1. Choose your mute method first, before you start drawing automation. You've got two stock options. Option A is the one I recommend, especially for beginners. Put utility on the break bus and automate utility's gain down to silence. It's smoother, more reliable, and generally safer from clicks. So on the break bus, add audio effects, utility. Leave gain at 0 dB for now. If your break samples tend to be clicky, you can also try turning DC on in utility. It won't fix every click, but it can help in some cases. When we mute, the target is all the way down to minus infinity dB for a true cut. If you want an almost mute that still leaves a whisper of texture, try around minus 24 dB. In a density NB mix, minus 24 can feel like a full cut without sounding quite as empty. Option B is automating the group's track activator button, the little yellow on-off switch. That's a super hard cut, but it's also the most likely to click, because you're literally turning audio processing on and off instantly. So for this lesson, stick with utility gain automation. Cool! Step 2. Build a classic pre-drop tension mute. Let's pretend your drop hits at bar 33. Go to Arrangement View, hit Tab if you're not already there, then press A to show automation mode. On the break bus, choose utility, then gain as the parameter you're automating. Now draw this shape, from bar 32.1 up to around bar 32.3. Keep it at 0 dB. Then at bar 32.3, drop it quickly down to minus infinity, and keep it muted until bar 33.1, the downbeat of the drop. At bar 33.1, bring it right back to 0 dB. This is the classic air gap before the slam. Now, quick timing ideas that work really well in drum and bass. A 1/4 bar mute right before the drop is that sharp, modern punch. A 1/2 bar mute is more dramatic and a little more jungle, like you're teasing the groove. A full bar mute is a statement move, but only if something else is still driving the moment, like a sub-sustain, a vocal, or a tail effect. Otherwise, it can feel like you pulled the plug. And if you want to be precise, you can right-click the automation line and edit the values so you're not guessing. Step 3 is not optional. Prevent clicks. Even with utility, if you do a perfectly vertical line from 0 to minus infinity, you can still get clicks, especially on sharp transient heavy breaks. So instead of a straight step, give it a tiny fade. Zoom in and make a very short diagonal ramp down and a short ramp back up. Think 5 to 20 milliseconds. You don't need to measure it like a scientist. Just make it small enough that it still feels like a sudden mute, but smooth enough that the waveform isn't being chopped with a razor. If you're muting on a huge snare transient and it still clicks, here's a very practical teacher tip. Try moving the mute point slightly. In fast breaks, muting exactly on the snare can sound like an error. Muting on an in-between hat or a ghost note often feels more intentional and cleaner. Okay, now let's make it musical. Step 4. The mute plus tail trick. This is a pro move because you get the shock of the dry break disappearing, but the space doesn't feel dead. A controlled reverb tail hangs for a moment, and that makes the drop feel even more cinematic. Create a return track with a reverb on it. On that return, set the reverb to 100% wet, because it's a send effect. Start with decay around 1.8 to 3.5 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, so the tail doesn't swallow the transient immediately. Then darken it with a high cut, somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz. Darker usually equals more serious tension in DNB. Now the key. Automate the send from your break bus into that reverb right before the mute. For example, between bar 32.2 and 32.3, spike the send up. You might push it to minus 6 dB, or even up to 0, depending on taste. Then you mute the brake with utility, so the dry brake vanishes, but the reverb tail keeps floating. Instant tension. Extra cleanup tip that matters a lot. Put EQ8 after the reverb on the return. Not before. After. High pass the return somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz so the tail doesn't fog up your low end. And if it's crispy, gently tame the highs around 6 to 10 kHz. That way the tail builds tension without masking the first kick and snare of the drop. Now step 5. A filtered mute variation, super common in rolling DNB. Instead of going straight to silence, you first pull the brightness away so it feels like the brake is getting sucked into the floor. On the brake bus, add auto filter before utility. Choose a low pass 24 dB slope and a little drive, like 2 to 6 dB, and a touch of resonance, maybe 0.7 to 1.4. Don't go wild yet, we're not making a laser. Automate the filter frequency downward over the last half bar. Start high, like 12 to 18 kHz, and end around 200 to 800 Hz depending on how dark you want it. Then, for the final 1/8 to 1 quarter bar, do the actual utility mute. This keeps the groove energy alive, while removing the top-end excitement, and that contrast makes the final moment of silence hit harder. Step 6. Stutter mutes for jungle flavor. Set your grid to 1/8 or 1/16. Now automate utility gain like a rhythmic gate pattern, alternating between 0 dB and minus infinity. Do that for the last two beats, then finish with a final clean 1/4 or 1/8 mute right before the drop. It gives you that chopped, edited feel without touching the audio clip, and it's very old-school break edit energy while staying totally stuck. Now, a few common mistakes to avoid. First, don't mute your entire drum group if your kick and snare are meant to punch through the gap. In a lot of DNB, the break is the texture and movement, but your main hits might be separate. So keep the break bus separate from the core drum impacts if that's your setup. Second, don't accept clicks and pops as just part of the style. 9 times out of 10, a tiny ramp fixes it. Third, don't place mutes randomly. Tie them to arrangement moments, right before drops, before a bass switch, before a fill, or as a little punctuation at the end of an 8-bar phrase. Fourth, don't overuse long full-bar silence. DNB moves fast. Short gaps often hit harder than long ones. Now let's level up your workflow with a couple coach moves. If you have a MIDI controller, you can map one knob equals silence. Put utility first on the break bus, hit MIDI map mode, and map utility gain to a knob or fader. Then record yourself performing the mutes. Afterward, go back and tidy the automation ramps. This tends to feel more musical than drawing, because you're reacting to the groove in real time. Another psychology trick. The pre-mute dip. Instead of going straight to silence, pull the break down by 3 to 6 dB for a beat or two, then do the final mute at the very end. The ear registers that something is leaving, so the final gap feels bigger. And one more pro feeling detail. Watch your master limiter. If the break coming back makes the limiter clamp down harder, the drop hits harder illusion can disappear. In that case, lower the break bus 1 or 2 dB, or reduce your return send level, so the transients survive the comeback. Optional advanced variation if you want a gate-like chop without drawing lots of points, put auto pan on the break bus, set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes a tremolo, set the shape to square, then automate the amount up near 100% for the last beat. That creates rhythmic chopping with basically one automation move. Alright, quick practice exercise so you actually lock this in. Loop an 8-bar section, and imagine the drop is at bar 9. Create 3 different pre-drop treatments on your break bus. First, at bar 8.4, do a 1/4 bar mute with utility down to minus infinity. Second, from bar 8.3 to 8.4, do a low pass sweep down to about 400 Hz, then a short final mute right at the end. Third, from bar 8.3 to 8.4, do a 1/16 stutter pattern, then finish with a final 1/8 full mute. On just one of those, add the reverb tail throw by automating the send right before the mute. Then listen back and ask yourself, which one makes the drop feel biggest without actually making it louder? Which one feels more jungle, and which one feels more modern roller? Let's recap. Build a break bus so you can control break energy as one unit. Use utility gain automation for clean, click-safe mutes. Use short pre-drop gaps, usually 1/8 to 1/2 bar, for maximum impact. Then spice it up with a tail throw, filter out mutes and stutter patterns, but keep it musical and connected to the arrangement. If you tell me your BPM and whether you're going for jungle, neuro, or minimal rollers, I can suggest a couple specific mute patterns that fit your groove and pacing exactly.